This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
6:09 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Farmers, there's a new crop insurance product available that will complement your revenue-based policy. Multiple peril policies use the average price in February to set your base price. Through Farm Credit Services of Illinois and the new multiple price discount product, you now have the opportunity to capture a higher effective base price and maximize your coverage. You can add 3 to 4 additional months to your discovery period ahead of the March 15th sales closing date. A longer discovery period could also offer more opportunities for the coming year, so you can feel more confident in your marketing decisions. Our new crop insurance products will work with your multi-peril policy, whether using basic, optional, or enterprise units. Crop insurance available through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For more information on a crop insurance product to fit your needs, call us at 800-444-FARM or online at farmcreditil.com. Whether we're in an office, at your kitchen table, or the tailgate of your pickup, Farm Credit, a good fit for all your crop insurance needs.
Come see the folks at Hawkeye Steel Sales. They have a variety of steel products, animal shelters, feed troughs, custom-made panels, built as heavy as you like. Metal building panels, trims, and accessories are all in stock. Ornamental iron parts and accessories are available for the do-it-yourselfers, or they can weld you up an ornamental fence section or gate. This is heavy, lifetime construction. Hawkeye Steel, located on I-55 at exit 44. Phone 866-999-7880.
11 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106. And now, with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.21 and a quarter, down 3 and 3 quarters. March corn, $4.31 and a half, down 4. May corn, $4.39 and a half, down 3 and 3 quarters. November soybeans were $12.63, up 3 and 3 quarters. January soybeans, $12.55, up 4 and 3 quarters. March soybeans, $12.40 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. December wheat was $6.53 and a quarter, down 2 and 3 quarters. March wheat, $6.62 and 3 quarters, down 4 and a half. May wheat, $6.68 and a quarter, down 4 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Wednesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Corn was pressured by technical traders as traders kept their focus on Friday's USDA report. Soybeans are finding some support with exports. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at $3.94 to $4.14. Soybean bids were mixed at $12.30 to $12.56. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at $3.98 to $4.14. Soybean bids were mostly 4 to 5 cents higher at $12.38 to $12.58. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at $3.93 to $4.24. Soybean bids were mixed at $12.35 to $12.67, and wheat bids were 3 to 5 cents lower at $6.25 to $6.52. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 4 to 8 cents at $12.66 to $12.78. Basis was mixed at 11 to 23 over the January. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.26.80 to $4.34.80, up $4, with basis steady at 30 to 38 over the December. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were down 4 to 6 cents at 427 to 436, with basis steady to 2 lower at 6 to 15 over the December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 8 cents lower at 416 to 419, with basis mixed at 2 to 5 under the December. Soybeans were up 4 to 11 cents at 12.59 to 12.71, with basis mostly up 1 to 6 at 4 to 16 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 4.40 to 4.41. These elevators raised their soybean prices 3 to 5 cents with quotations at $12.85 to $12.89. Soft wheat closed 2 to 3 lower at $6.78 to $6.79. Milo ended the day 3 to 4 lower at $4.61 to $4.62. And contract bids for producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state, corn at $3.99 to $4.16, January soybeans at $12.27 to $12.53. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at $4.06 to $4.20. Soybeans January delivery at $12.40 to $12.58. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at $4.07 to $4.30. Soybeans for January at $12.58 to $12.79. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now for your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle were $132.02, down 2 cents. February live cattle, $133.90, up 7 cents. April live cattle, $134.22, up 7 cents. November feeder cattle were $164.85, up 7 cents. January feeder cattle, $165.55, up 47 cents. March feeder cattle, $165.37, up 42 cents. December lean hogs were $87.35, down 90 cents. February lean hogs were $90.87, down 95 cents. April lean hogs, $92.85, down 80 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 6th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.69 lower in the range of $80 to $83.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $81.06. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 58 to 63, 4 to 5 weights 60 to 67, 5 to 550 weights 64 to 70, and 550 and up 67 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 58 to 63. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,301. And now for the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, held Wednesday, November 6th. They had receipts of 416 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents higher, and slaughter cattle traded steady. Slaughter bulls traded a dollar higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they're bringing 129 to 134. Select and choice steers were 122.50 to 127. Holstein steers choice were bringing 119.25 to 125. And select and choice steers were bringing 111 to 118.75. That was Holstein steers. Heifer choice were bringing 128 to 134. And select and choice heifers were bringing 126 to 127. Slaughter cows, starting with the boners, were bringing $80 to $85, and the leans $70 to $78. On to feeder steers, medium and large ones. Three weights were 171 to 178. And feeder heifers, medium and large ones, three weights were 153 to 161. And four weights were 141 to 145. Feeder bulls, medium and large, three weights were bringing 163 to 177. Four weights, 155 to 163. And some six weights were 137 to 151. Now on to the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 586 head. Compared to last week, steers and heifers were steady. Holstein steers were untested early. Slaughter steers, choice, were bringing 130 to 134, and the selects 120 to 128. Slaughter heifers, choice, were 129 to 131. and selects were 122 to 128. Now from the Fairview sale barn, they had receipts of 350 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 125 to 131.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 123 to 131. Heifers select were bringing 115 to 122.75. And onto the breaker cows, they were bringing 85 to 94. And boner cows were bringing 76 to 78.75. To slaughter bulls, they were bringing 80 to 90.25, and from the National Daily Pork FOB plant report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 508 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $93.58. That was 26 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $204.56, and that was 89 cents lower, and select carcasses were $190.62, and that was 64 cents higher. From the United Producers Weekly Hay Report, they had receipts of 87 bales, and it was all mixed grass, good quality, bringing $3.25 to $3.75 a bale. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000, which compared to 114,000 last week and 115,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 438,000, that compared to 433,000 last week and 435,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.24. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.27. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.24. December corn delivered to Scottville, $4.19. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.58. December beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.76. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.43. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.24, corn at Scottville is $4.24, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.58, and wheat at Scottville is $6.43. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yield. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Our local weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 30s, and for tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, highs in the mid 50s. And your extended forecast for Saturday through Veterans Day, partly cloudy and warmer, lows in the low 40s, highs in the upper 50s. Over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 2/10 of an inch of rain, 1/4 inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 28 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Cargill Beef will start labeling ground beef products containing finely textured beef. Labels that declare contains finely textured beef will appear on products prior to the 2014 grilling season. According to the company, the decision is based on extensive consumer research. Cargill Beef President John Keating says the research shows consumers believe ground beef products containing finely textured beef should be clearly labeled. Research has also revealed that once consumers learn that finely textured beef is 100% pure beef and 95% lean, consumers respond positively to its benefits. Winter wheat is showing in some fields around the listening area. With the potential for snug wheat supplies globally, the American wheat crop will be playing a key role by the next wheat harvest. Fortunately, growing conditions have been favorable for the crop so far. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what he expects from this wheat crop and how snug wheat and soybean supplies will affect corn prices.
Well, it really is. We got updated crop condition ratings for the wheat crop this week, and overall the crop is improving. It's in pretty good shape. There are no major problem areas anywhere. We do have some areas in the southwestern plains where subsoil moisture simply isn't there, but they have enough moisture now to get the crop established, so it looks good. They're going to have follow-up moisture. Other than that, the crop is doing pretty well. Now, the trade is basically expecting USDA to increase its demand estimate for wheat because of the strong exports that we've had to this point, although they are dramatically falling off now. Ending stocks dropping to about 520 million bushels. I think that USDA will probably go a little bit stronger on the demand side and probably drop us below 500 million bushels, so we could get a little bit of a friendly report there. But here again, the wheat charts look weak right now, and for fund managers to understand charts better than fundamentals, it's going to have to be kind of a shocking type of a report to get them out of their current bearish mode.
So it seems like a good time to be in with soybeans and wheat.
Well, certainly those two market, those two commodities have the tightest global fundamentals right now, giving them the opportunity for the most favorable surprises that might give us a jolt in prices, that's for sure. As we get past this report, I think the trade will feel pretty good about the supply. We don't usually see that big of a change in supply between the November and the January report, so we should start focusing on demand. And frankly, right now for corn and soybeans, demand is very strong. The key for corn is going to be soybeans. Speculative fund managers have been riding this corn crop down the charts for the last 14 months. They have record large short or sold positions that they'd like to take profits on. If soybeans have a neutral to friendly report and come out of this with stronger prices out of this report, then I think the fund managers will look at corn and say, okay, we've had a nice ride. Let's take our profits, and we could get a small short covering rally, a post-harvest rally. If soybeans have a bearish surprise and go lower, then I think that would give the okay, so to speak, for corn traders to say, okay, let's go ahead and flush corn one leg lower again as well.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. This weekend, the Walker 4-H Club is sponsoring a livestock workshop for youth who are interested in beef, swine, and sheep projects. I spoke with Livestock Club leader Stephanie Rupert.
We decided that there was a need for a workshop dealing with livestock, with beef, swine, and sheep. We had some questions at different times throughout the last 4-H year about, you know, what do I do with my animals, or what do I do to prepare them for the show, or how much should I be feeding them, that type of stuff. So we decided that a workshop would be a really good idea to help the upcoming youth in Montgomery County get a feel for what they need to be doing with their livestock projects, and do it towards the beginning of the 4-H year so that they have an idea and know what to do as they progress throughout the year with their animals.
Have you had these types of workshops before, or is this more of a new thing?
This is a new thing. This is something we just decided that we were going to try to do and kind of started at the ground level and started planning within our club and talking to all the different members and parents and seeing what the needs were and going from there.
Do you think this could become more of an annual thing in the future if this goes over well?
We're hoping so. We're really hoping that we can make this an annual thing and draw from, you know, a lot of the surrounding counties and promote it, you know, on a larger scale. We're kind of starting somewhat small scale just within our region of Christian, Montgomery, Macoupin, and Jersey counties. But we're hoping that it will grow and we can make it something that can benefit youth all throughout Central Illinois.
And what can these kids expect to really take away from these workshops? Is it going to be focused more on the care of the animal or more of the showing aspect?
We're going to try to cover a little bit of everything this year. We're going to spend an hour per species. So we're going to start at 9 o'clock Saturday morning with beef. And we have Sue Schaefer from Awanico who's going to be coming and speaking on the beef and the swine. So we're going to start with beef at 9 o'clock, and we're going to talk about daily care, selecting your animals first, and then a little bit about daily care, feeding, what you should be looking for as far as a type of feed or their nutrition requirements. Then also a little bit on show preparation and showmanship and what is required or what is expected of you as a showman in the ring.
Why do you think it is important that these kids really get these lessons now with their 4-H animals and with their livestock projects?
Well, I think right now with this being kind of towards the start of the new 4-H year, especially with sheep and swine, you know, those kids are going to be selecting their animals in the spring for this rather than in the fall. But the beef kids would have to be selecting their animals now. So that, therefore, you know, just giving them an idea now so that they have time to go out there and look for their prospective animals or decide on what they need in order to care for these animals, it gives them a little bit more time as far as having everything prepared and giving them a lot of time to work with their animals and get them ready or optimally ready for the show season.
And I'm sure as a leader of a livestock group, you're looking forward to seeing some of the kids certainly grow through this experience and learn some better showmanship and better animal care techniques.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we're really excited to see how many kids come and hopefully give them a good start with their 4-H projects this year.
Now, is this targeted more for kids who are already in these livestock group areas, or could this also be more for a kid who is thinking of getting their first sheep or their first bucket calf?
This is definitely geared toward, or hopefully going to be geared towards, all areas or all aspects of these 4-H kids. We're really hoping we get some first-year kids that are wanting to get into the livestock but have been reluctant to just because they weren't sure what all they needed and what they would have to do with those animals. But yet we're also hoping to provide a little bit of that above and beyond instruction for those kids who are already involved in the livestock project and are wanting to move up to the next level.
And for those interested, can you give us some deadlines to sign up by and where they can go to get signed up for this event?
Sure. We'd really like it if they could sign up by Friday, this coming Friday, since the workshop is this Saturday. We will be providing lunch for them, so we kind of need some numbers on how many would be coming. But if they could sign up by Friday, they can go to the University of Illinois website. But if you Google Montgomery County, Illinois 4-H, the website would come up and you can go there and there's a link to register online for this.
Again, to register, you can either search for Montgomery County Extension online. Those who are interested are encouraged to register today, but no later than Friday. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.